Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love again this morning. We just thank you. We're looking at the words of Paul here, the wisdom of Paul to enlighten us to the wonderful work of the cross, Jesus coming and living his life for the will of the Father and paying the price for us so we can be new creations. And also he paid the price. He died on that cross so could take up the mantle as the high priest, as the firstborn among many brethren, to lead us all into the goodness of our inheritance and to bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So bless his word to us, Lord. Enlighten us and just turn aside from all the futile nonsense that is going on here in the world, and that we can just live by your word, because you say so beautiful, man shall live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So speak to us daily and lead us and keep us in your wonderful love plan, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1 and 2. And when I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming to you the testimony of God concerning salvation through Christ, I didn't come with superiority of speech or wisdom, no lofty words of eloquence or of philosophy as a Greek orator might do. For I made the decision to know nothing, that is, to forego philosophical or theological discussions regarding inconsequential things and opinions, while among you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified, meaning His redemptive substitutionary death and his resurrection.
Hallelujah. So I love this understanding here of Jesus, and the understanding of Jesus that he brought across to us clearly is that when Jesus died, the world just saw Jesus died, or we still seeing and reading the Gospels and knowing he died. But in the letters of Paul, we see that when he died, the mankind died. One died for all, the word of God says through Paul. So that's how God sees things. And when we are seeing things our way and what other people have to say, and we argue about different things and have got different understandings, we are missing the mark. But when we agree with the word of God, when Jesus died, I died. And just as he now lives for the will of the Father, I'm quoting from Romans 6, we must also now reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. So one man brought sin into the world in God's logic, and then in God's logic, one man took it out. And why did he take it out? So we can all come home now to our heavenly family in the kingdom, in fellowship with the Father and Son. The Father and Son make themselves real to the true believer. It's not just pie in the sky one day. It's a reality that you experience in the kingdom of God. And that's why we need to be the wise virgins that are keeping the word of God in our hearts and through faith and patience. Patience is persistence, not doubtful, having to run around and look for confirmation or other people's truth. We know what God has said. And then when we know what he said, we know also that he's going to fulfill his word, because we build on the word of God, and his word says he starts a work and he completes it. He doesn't show you anything that he doesn't fulfill, and then he comes through for us. So that's the life of a child of God in the kingdom, staying in tune with their God and experiencing their God. Because the beautiful thing of Jesus coming, yes, the beautiful thing of Jesus coming was to deal with everything that the fall brought in. And he dealt with that in showing the right life for just about 30 years and then going and dying so that we can come into the right life, which is righteousness, peace and joy in the kingdom. And now he is ruling, he's alive, he's well, he's got all authority. All authority is he's all over, all powerful, all knowing, and he's got the best intentions for each and every one. And he's bringing about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And it's for us to just stay in tune now with him through the love of the word, through the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then, yeah, we arising and we shining and we playing our part, because he's bringing about our portion in the inheritance, that we were all blessed with every spiritual blessing, just as we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So we've been restored in every way to stay in fellowship with the Father and Son, and to declare that which we see and hear coming from the throne room. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.